Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our next guest, a race car driver. He tap dances on high wires for a good time. He wrenches on big rigs over the summer. You may know him as Carlton Banks, likes to wear a sweater over his shoulders and do the Carlton dance. He's Alfonso Ribeiro. What's going on, Alfonso?
What's happening? I'm not sure I like to wear the sweater over my shoulders, but
I just wanted people to know you're a man's man, okay? Don't think of Alfonso as a guy that wears a pink sweater over his shoulder because he can kick your ass.
I don't know if I do that.
Before we get started, Alfonso, I want to give you a little love because every time I see you in an interview, I got to know who your tailor is. I don't know if people are giving you a lot of compliments, but your suit game is on point, my man.
Thank you. Yes, I've got a great couple of people who make my suits for me. One is called Elevé and the other one is Sabo. They make incredible suits. My stylist, Miles Siggins, is off the charts. Dude puts me in things. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know if I would ever have chosen this, but you put it on and you're like, but this looks good. So we're going to go with it.
Yeah. Tip them out, my man,
I got a good group.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I must say the internet can be a wonderful place to see videos, but it can also be a bad place. You can go from 1 minute seeing a dad getting hit in the balls by a wiffle ball to all of a sudden like a stepmom, you know, doing something naughty just by swiping one way. But when you watch AFV, America's Family's Funniest Videos, and I say family because it is kind of a family show, and that's one thing I like about it. It's controlled by the FCC and ABC. We're going to get only the good stuff on AFV, right?
That is so true, and by the producers of AFV. We have a standard that we all agree is the right thing for our show. It's family entertainment, and we vet all the videos. We make sure that it's the right stuff, and it's always going to be good. You know, it's the one show that you can sit down with your grandmother or your kids, and you know that you're going to be okay. You don't have to worry about seeing something that you then have to explain later to your children. It's about family entertainment, and it's funny. And we've already gone through all the videos, so we know which videos are good, which videos are going to be, you know, funny, and we've assisted some of them with a little bit of me, and you know what you're going to get. You're going to get an hour of laughter.
Coming up this Sunday at 7 o'clock, 6 o'clock Central, ABC, it's the holiday edition. And we're going to have, what, some decoration disasters? We're going to see some Christmas trees falling over?
A lot of the same, but all a bit different. You're going to see it just all in different ways. But, yeah, we're going to see some trees crashing, some kids upset at their Christmas gifts, some animals doing some crazy stuff with the Christmas tree. And, you know, but we're going to laugh at it all because it's, you know, I find it very interesting how we can really air a lot of the same videos, not specifically, but same types of videos for 33 seasons and still laugh every time you see them. It's just that's the beauty of the show. We all can connect to it, and it's all really just a connection to our own lives, and it makes us laugh.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
And congratulations, AFV is the longest-running primetime entertainment show in the history of ABC. Is that true? Did I read that stat right?
Yeah, we're in our 33rd season, and my 8th season as the host of this show. And I've been, you know, I've been saying this a lot, but I want to beat Tom Bergeron's record of 15 seasons. So, you know, I'm about halfway there now.
Nice work, and you can watch the holiday special coming up this Sunday at 7. You have four kids and a wife. It's a full house. How do you typically handle the Christmas shopping as we're around the holidays? I know it's kind of gotten easier because you can do online shopping, but is that something that you handle? Alfonso's actually walking down the aisles buying kids gifts. What are you doing this holiday season?
Well, I have an incredible wife who does most of it for us. She is incredible at deciding and picking and doing the shopping thing. I do typically have to do, you know, a few days, make the run, go to the stores. I'm not as good an online shopper as she is. She's much better at that. I kind of like to go see it and, you know, touch it and feel it and go, yeah, this is the right one. I don't like doing returns, so I want to make sure I got the right one. So yeah, I typically will spend a day or two getting it done and making sure that I know that everybody's going to be happy on the great morning.
I'm thinking that on your holiday list is probably something to do with golf, because I'm always seeing you on your social media. And recently, I want to say you posted this in the last couple of days, and I recommend you follow @TheRealAlfonsoRibero on Instagram. One of your posts this week's you were on the golf course and you were hanging with the number one golfer in the world. What was that? What was going on there?
So yeah, it was actually yesterday, and I was in Florida at Omega Watch, Omega Golf. They basically had us all there. Michelle Wee, Danielle Kang, a bunch of celebrities, and we all got to play on this beautiful golf course in Florida, and it was there, and I got the chance to play with Rory McIlroy, and I got to tell you, wow! I mean, I was a huge fan of his before meeting him, and a much bigger fan after meeting him. He is so, you know, hospitable, wonderful, warm, easy to talk with. It was an easy day playing 18 holes with him, and I mean, what a talent! He's the number one golfer in the world for a reason. This guy is so good. It was really cool to watch him hit the ball all day. And you know, I'm a pretty big hitter. You know, I could hit the ball 300 yards, and he was hitting it past me 30 to 40 yards all day long. I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like this. Unbelievable.
When you're with the number one golfer in the world, and as much as you love golf, I got to believe you were taking some notes. Like, what did you see him do on the course that maybe you thought to yourself, well, I need to do it like Rory does it. He's number one because he does it this way. Was there something that stood out when you were watching him?
The biggest thing that stood out to me was how in sync, and it was no wasted energy anywhere. It looked like he was swinging in slow motion, but yet he was flying the ball 330 yards. Right, like it was effortless. It was, you know, there was no extra moving parts. And so, one of the words that I used was he's got probably one of the most efficient swings I've ever seen. And so, by toward the end of the round, I actually was like, I was picking up on certain things that he was doing. And it did help my swing. It helped me kind of make it a bit more efficient, a little bit more in sync. And I had one goal at the start of the day, that two drives would be mine. He always hit it past me, but if he was in the rough, right, it was like, oh, nope, mine was a better shot there. So we got to use mine twice during the day, and that was all I wanted.
Nice work. Well, Alfonso Ribeiro, our guest here, he's the host of Dancing with the Stars. He's the host of America's Funniest Videos. The guy has been working since he was a child, ladies and gentlemen. I don't think he ever quits. You learned some golf from the number one golfer, but I got to take you back in the day, because you also learned dance moves from what people will say is the number one dancer. For those of you that don't know, 1984 is the year. Our guest, Alfonso, finds himself in a Pepsi commercial with the King of Pop. And I got to say, I looked at it before this interview to make sure that I was up to speed. And I saw you were moonwalking. I'm thinking that was you. That wasn't a stand-in, right? Those were...
Nope, that was me. All moonwalk by myself. Yeah, I mean, you know, I was doing a Broadway show in New York called The Tap Dance Kid at the time. And I was fortunate enough to be cast in that commercial. And so came out to California and shot the commercial and got to hang out with Michael and watch him, you know, do his work firsthand. And you know, what was what always stood out to me was the fact that he was a perfectionist. He didn't just learn the dance moves, he learned them and then perfected them. And so he worked on literally where his finger would be, and like it was just incredible to watch. And it, you know, when you get the opportunity to be around some of the best and the greatest, you know, you better be watching. You better be, you know, there to pick up something. And he's
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Michael said he felt like somebody was always watching him. Maybe we should have really listened to that song a little clearer when you say you got to watch Michael. I'm curious, did he actually give you pointers on how to do the moonwalk? And maybe I've always tried to do it. For some reason, I just can't get it down. Did he give you any insight on how to do it so smoothly? Because you looked, I mean, you had the moves just like MJ.
Well, I was cast in it because I, you know, could do it already. So they definitely, you know, he didn't have to actually give me any tips on doing that. His choreographer, Michael Peters, was also there, and he actually directed the Tap Dance Kid commercial. So Michael Peters would have been the one giving me the moves anyway. But later on that year, when Michael went on tour with his brothers for the Victory Tour, I actually went and saw Michael in New York. And afterwards went to the hotel. My dad and I went there, and he had this 3-floor room at the Hemsley Palace, and the top floor was a dance studio. And that night, I went up into the room, and for 2 hours, we did dance, and he did show me moves and how to do certain things, and that was a night to remember.
And another dance that you made popular, which I don't know that you love the fact that people are always asking you to do the Carlton dance. It's probably a good thing this is a radio show and no one's been able to ask you to do the
right,
dance.
Yeah.
But there is conflicting stories out there on what inspired the Carlton dance. One story is you got it from friend star Courtney Cox. She's doing the dancing in the Springsteen video of Dancing in the Dark when she goes up on stage in the music video. And then I also read that it was inspired by Eddie Murphy's moves in the comedy special Delirious. Where did you get inspired for the dance?
I'll tell you what part's true and what part's not. But the Dancing in the Dark video was definitely, with Courtney Cox, was definitely the inspiration. And also, at the same time, it was Eddie Murphy's White Man Dance in one of his videos. And that was the kind of the inspiration to the dance. Obviously, Tom Jones wasn't any inspiration in terms of the dance because it was just a song. But the song was just a song that the producers was like, hey, we want you to dance to this. And it just simply said Carlton dances in the script, and I had to come up with what I thought this character would do and how he would dance. And I felt like this was the perfect moves for this character. I had always laughed at those moves, and I kind of thought it was funny even before I was doing Fresh Prince. So once it said that, I had already known what dance I was going to do, and I decided to do that one.
And before we wrap up, I like to do this with some of our guests because it's what the people want to know. I've found the top 3 Googled questions about Alfonso Ribeiro. Are you okay with answering these?
Sure, let's give it a try.
Okay, this is what the world wants to know about you, according to Google. What is Alfonso Ribeiro's ethnicity?
I'm basically a mutt at the end of the day, but
aren't we all
from Trinidad and Tobago? So I'm obviously African. I'm Portuguese, and a sprinkle of a lot of other stuff in there.
Okay, and I guess the people also want to know, well, the top Googled questions about you are Carlton and Will friends?
Well, Carlton's a character.
I'm just reading the question as it reads on Google, so I'm giving you the chance to just clear it up for the world here.
And Will Smith are friends. Carlton and Will are
cousins.
Are characters on a TV show.
And then the final question. These are the top 3 Googled questions about you. I just looked them up. How old was Alfonso when he was on Silver Spoons?
I started at 12. It was 1984. And I was 12 years old when I started on...
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
On Silver Spoons.
And you've been working a long time. What's the longest time you've gone without working?
I'm sure there was a period there, a couple of years, where I didn't work. After In the House, I kind of decided I wanted to go car racing, and I did some of that. So there was some downtime there. But I've been fortunate enough to be doing this for 43 years.
And I know you don't take a whole lot of time off, but I have read that you're an outstanding father. And I heard over the pandemic you became an official RV owner, COVID camper, and
yeah.
you take your family on a new trip every summer. That's true?
That is very true. We go. We bought this RV, and it's been very good to my family and I. And we take the kids. We believe, why read about something in a book when you have the opportunity to go see it and experience it firsthand? So we go and we look at the summer. Where do we want to go? What area of the country? And we make a road trip out of it. And it's great family time. Why that is so important to me is because once I get back home and I'm working, I don't have the ability to spend as much time with the kids. So, the summertime is our chance to really connect and be together.
And you've been on a lot of these trips. I got a family. A lot of our listeners have families. Not that we want to come stalk you on vacation, which maybe some of our listeners might. But where is the best place for a family? You got a couple of kids, a wife, you're going on a vacation. What's been a place that you've really enjoyed that you would recommend to other families?
It all depends on the area of the country you're going to, but I would say that the place that I believe that every American needs to go to is Glacier National Park in Montana. You want to go and see beautiful part of this country, you go on up to Montana and you're going to see some beautiful, beautiful scenery.
And recently I saw Will Smith, I think yesterday, on the All the Smoke podcast, and he said something pretty profound on the podcast, I thought, where he said one of the best things that ever happened to him in terms of his acting career was James Avery. I'm curious, what was one of the biggest things that ever happened to you in terms of your acting career, and where would James Avery rank amongst that list?
We all had very different relationships with each other, right? We were a family, right? And I think what James gave Will was the ability to understand how to be an actor, how to be an actual actor. Weirdly enough, I actually had the most acting experience on the show, television experience, when we started Fresh Prince, because I had already done Silver Spoons and knew the process and all that. It's hard for me to say like what that one thing would be, but obviously James was an incredible man and a person that we looked up to on set and off set. So he was. An incredible man for me in my life.
Alfonso Ribeiro, our guest, make sure you check out the Christmas special this Sunday, ABC. It's America's Funniest Home Videos. Also on December the 4th, coming up, holiday episode of Dancing with the Stars. Man, you're always working, and we'll always be watching you on TV. Thank you so much for your time, Alfonso. Have a great holiday season.
Thank you.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.